This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios on this Saturday morning. My goodness. It's such an unusual Saturday morning, but so glad that you're hanging out with us and hope we make things a little bit normal for you. We're talking sports and talking about things surrounding the sports and when we may see things resume, but none for this weekend. Not happening. With the exception of UFC. UFC is going on. They're fighting in Brazil. We're not fighting in this country, and they're going to do it in front of an empty arena, but they are going to go forward with that, so that's something that will entertain you later on today. If you, you know, really fish around some networks or maybe online, you can find some other sporting events taking along around the world. There is some soccer being played. You got to search for it. There's some cricket being played. You know, they have to search for that too. Maybe some Australian rules football or something. There's some things happening, just not a lot of the things that we're accustomed to seeing and following. But you have to search for it. But it's kind of out there. You know, why are you smiling?
Because, you know, this is the thing that we talk about, though, when we're not on the air, is that folks got to spend time with their families. A lot of them don't want to do that.
Spend time with your families?
Get to know other aspects of what's going on around your house, because you're so focused on other things at times.
Yeah.
You may work very, very hard at your job. They've sent you home for X amount of time.
Yep.
And, you know, you're going to have to
get into a good book.
Yeah. And plus all them shows you've been thinking about binge watching.
Yep.
Which one that you've been thinking about?
Time to do it. I'm not much of a binge watcher. Maybe I will become that. You know what? Podcasting. My niece got me started with podcasting. So I've been saving up some to listen to. And one has been Atlanta Monster, the one about the about Wayne Williams and that whole thing. Yeah, that revisits that whole thing, which I was in college at the time that happened. So to go back on that and listen to that. And she's all into it. She's a 10th grader. She's all in. Right. She declares Wayne Williams not guilty. The only thing he's guilty of is being weird. You're right. You're in the 10th grade.
No, exactly. Madlock.
You weren't even thought about when this happened, but she's got it all figured out. You know. So, yeah, that's something I guess.
Get a chance to school the young folks in the family about different things that have happened.
Yeah, we can.
You know.
And maybe we learn a little bit about them when it comes to technology. Maybe
they can
hook us up a little bit, too. So that's some things that you can do during this time.
I think I'm one of the last people that have not seen from top to bottom Breaking Bad.
Okay.
So that's one of the ones I get a binge watch.
Okay.
I'm actually doing that with Law & Order, too, SVU.
Ah.
Been on 20 years. I've been, like, catching up on some earlier episodes. And everybody that you have ever seen as an actor, by the way, has been on that show.
And, you know, when you watch an episode, says, whoa, what are they doing on there?
I think the only person I haven't seen on that show is Michael Jackson. And Tito.
Everybody makes an appearance.
Everybody else has been on that show.
So, I mean, those are some things to think about, some things to do during this time that would be good. As we wait to see how the teams come back. We mentioned earlier there is some high school basketball in other states that are going on. Of course, we finished our high school state tournament last week. But in Nebraska, they are playing the state championships this weekend with no fans. I don't think they're allowing cheerleaders or pep bands or any of that type thing, just family members. Also in Louisiana, they are going ahead and finishing up this weekend and playing their state championship games with no fans. I think they are allowing the pep bands and cheerleaders at that. But, I mean, those are just a couple of the states that have gotten this far along in the season. You got seniors, you got young people who this is like it for them They're finding ways to at least let them finish out what they're doing. Now, the spring sports, that's a whole different matter. And that's not only high school, that's also in college. We're seeing now that the NCAA is considering allowing the restoring eligibility for seniors or for all of the student athletes who are going to miss out on spring activities that have been canceled. So we look to see what happens, you know, with those. That's at the Division I level. We don't know yet for Division II and Division III, but they're looking at restoring the eligibility for the spring sports. Now, you know, of course, they're missing out on the basketball tournaments. They've got a chance to play their season. They're just not getting a chance to play in the postseason. Does that deserve to get that eligibility restored as well for those winter sports who are basically kind of wrapped up? That's going to be something, either maybe a sticky point. That's going to be a point of contention and a big discussion going along with that and who gets to play again. If you are a parent of a high school student that is being recruited, the NCAA has announced that this is a dead period for recruiting until April 15th. Until April 15th, there's no coaches coming to visit anybody, and you can't go and do any on-campus visits during that time. So if you're a parent or guardian of someone that's being recruited or looking to participate in athletics at the next level, those are some things that are out there for you that you can't participate in until April 15th. They'll come back at that time and revisit and see if they want to bring those things back up. Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame has been rescheduled again. It was supposed to take place earlier this year. They had some snow in the northern part of our state and a threat of some bad weather, and some people weren't able to be in place. So they moved it to March 27th. And now, considering what we're facing with coronavirus, they're going to have to reschedule it once again. So the 2020 class of the Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame is on hold, waiting to see when we find out when they reschedule. We'll be sure and pass it along to you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A tip of the cap and a happy birthday to Coco Gauff, who turned 16 yesterday. She's now 16 years old. She can't go play any tennis anyplace, but when she's able to go and play again, she will have more tournaments she can play. You know, Coco turned 16 yesterday.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about that the other day when they were showing that.
She's eligible to play more tournaments, but you don't know when she's going to get to play.
And she gets to practice, though. So that's the thing. As opposed to other sports.
Yeah.
Here's what I was thinking about, mm-hmm. and I didn't bring this up to you. Has there ever been a time, ever, whether it was a sport was delayed by war or something else, where somebody held on to the green jacket from the Masters for two consecutive years? They don't play that thing. Tiger will have that thing for 2 years.
Well, he's got four of them.
That's no, but field. I mean, there will be no other one. In other words, the current one, he will hold on to for 2 years.
Will never play as a defending champion.
I'm just saying, it's never. I can't remember that happening.
No, that hasn't happened. Except for maybe when it was halted by maybe war.
Don't remember if it was though.
Yeah, but not in recent year.
You want to, you know, you back to back, right? So you got to hold on to it for that.
But as far as that, you know, no, he's got four of them, and they got the fifth one last year. they got the locker, the champions' locker room.
No, I understand that.
And you go in, and they all got the green.
Do you remember? Do you remember the, what was it? I just lost my train of thought.
Oh,
don't
no,
you hate
don't
when that happens?
Don't lose that. Don't
that's
lose
the that. That's us old being old folks.
Yes, no, don't say that. Don't that's bad. That's but we you know we got. I don't say that's fool. That's being fool. That plates are full right now. There's so much happening, so it's hard to hang on to a lot of stuff.
Well, I think we can come back.
It's understandable. Where you got to go? Where you going? Oh, you go. He's going away, folks. He's going away. But he'll be back, folks. You know we do. And speaking of coming back, we expect all our sports to return. They're all on hiatus, and the thing we wonder now is that how do they come back when they come back? You know, how long should the teams work out before they play? Baseball, we understand. Braves are going to reassemble. They're going to keep working out starting Monday. Teams were given the option. Should they come back till they come home from spring training or remain in spring training? The Yankees have chosen to remain in Florida. Once the go-ahead is given, that there's a handle on our situation as far as the health issue, and they're given the green light to resume sports, how long before they play? And with the NBA, you know, I don't expect them to come right back and play games automatically. Do you? Do you give them a week to practice, play a couple of exhibition games, and then resume the regular schedule? How do you do with baseball? You know, they're having to stop down playing their preseason games. How long of a period of time should they get? You figure, you know, in a day, you figure in the coming weeks, they'll go ahead and probably say, okay, this is our opening day roster. They probably have seen enough from players in games and in workouts to determine who will start at which level, the major league level, or the AAA or the AA level. They could make those decisions, but do they come right back and be prepared to play? Do they play some exhibitions? I guess they won't go back to Florida and Arizona, so those exhibitions will be in the city. And I remember when they was, I remember years ago when baseball had a stoppage, and when they resumed, the Milwaukee Brewers came to Atlanta to play some games. And that was a big deal because the Braves were not the Braves we've seen since the 90s that would have been contending teams. And, you know, to see American League team playing in a National League city to me was a big deal. I went to two of those games. It was just a big deal to have an opportunity to see that as the teams played that series and then resume the regular season. So I guess that's the question, how long do you give that? And if that's the case for major leagues, if we get down and we talk with Jasper Jewell in the 6 o'clock hour, and he talks about, you know, high school athletics being on hiatus for this point, they hopefully maybe they can get the month of May maybe if all is well to resume practices and playing an abbreviated version of the spring schedules. How long do they take? How long do you practice? Do you tune up and get yourself prepared, you know, to know that you're ready to go out and compete? Because you don't know to what degree the athletes are keeping themselves sharp. We know that the major league team should be doing that, and they should be ready to go and to play. But at other levels, to me, that's where the question comes in. And so someone we're going to talk to in just a few minutes, we're going to get his thoughts on that because he's big on conditioning for athletes. He's big in making sure they're in shape when they have suffered injuries, that they recover and get back out on the field of competition or court or track, whatever the case might be. And that's the thing that he specializes in. That's coming up next. So Dr. Dale Yake, friend of the show, will join us. PT Solutions will join us next to talk about the status of sports right now and how sports may return or should return when we continue. You stay with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you, nine floors up in the Kia Studios, working our way up to Andy and Randy at the top of the hour. Stay with us for them as we continue to keep you updated on all things sports in the wake of the coronavirus and the hiatus of live sporting events for most of us, other than UFC, that's going to go on down in Brazil later on today. A man who keeps an eye on all things and a great friend of the show. So great to have him join us this morning here on the Wait For It .com hotline. Dr. Dale Yake, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sam. What is the busiest man in sports doing without sports?
You know what I mean? That's a question that I posed to everyone earlier this week on social media. What do you do when you're escaped from reality, can't escape reality? And you know what, for someone in sports, it's the time when you really, to me, earn your keep. Because if you're really plugged in with players and teams and whatnot, you find stories and you find angles. And so that's kind of why I am. But along with some other things, too, if you can't get out as much, going to catch up on some reading and I got a couple of projects I'm working on. But you're always working on
something. There you go. Well, we're always working. This obviously, the virus has had an impact on PT Solutions and the clinics and making sure that our patients and our employees are safe all around the country. But it is an interesting time, Sam. I try to go back and look. You know, the longest time that I recall in my life that sports were on hiatus was 9/11, and the NFL after 9/11 came back on 9/23. The only reason I remember that is I was working for an NFL team at that time. But obviously, I think this is going to go a little longer than that.
Seems like it may be. Seems like we may be about a month. So with that in mind, we're talking to our listeners this morning, things for them to do. What do the players do at this time? Well, what do you do? And the thing of it is, how long should we wait, even when they get the green light and the go-ahead, before they actually go play games that count? Do they have like exhibition games? Do they have some scrimmages? What exactly do you think will take place?
You know, I tried to call around yesterday when you guys to called to get me on the show, are these guys gathering in, as teams now? And really, over the last few days, the NBA teams have not. They've kind of gone back to their respective circles, right, given the threats that were in the NBA. So those players are not gathering. Baseball's kind of taken the same approach for a couple of days. What'll be interesting is, how do you train in the interim? You don't train as groups, Sam. And so I think there, before we start again, there's going to be a week to 10 days, particularly in baseball. The NBA will be probably half a week of just getting ready and prep. Probably an exhibition game in basketball prior to return. If it's a month long, if it's longer than that, it'll probably be a little bit more of a preparation. I posed a question to you and Greg yesterday, really, is this helpful for the athletes? I think in some respects, for those that are at the near tail end of the season, NHL and NBA, it's probably helpful for recovery from injuries and getting those teams back at full strength if they come back and play. For the athletes that are at the front end of the season, it puts a major crimp in preparation for the baseball season.
Hey, Dale, I jumped in here. Dr. Dale Yank, PT Solutions, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. What has been your thought about the conversation this past week about college players, those seniors, being given another year of eligibility, and then the collateral damage of freshmen who these schools have gone out and we're going to give you a scholarship to come play with us? What do you do with them? So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, obviously. I think you delay, everything gets pushed back on the calendar appropriate to the season that they're going to play. I think it's a smart thing by the NCAA to do this swiftly and quickly, one of the smarter things they've done in a while, right, to jump in, give an extra year of eligibility on these spring seasons. That's smart. Obviously, recruiting's now on hiatus in all sports. So for the freshmen coming in, I think it makes for an interesting time. I know a lot of folks have moved into dorms come January. They're moving right back out of dorms at the college level if they're early signees. So I think it's tragic all the way around to see sports on this hiatus, but I think it's the right thing for every sport to create this separation and do what they're doing. Unfortunately, one test, right, Rudy Gobert's test created all this in the NBA. This may not have happened. I think the PGA was going full force to try to play without fans, but I think the right decision was made here.
You talk about that decision. That's something we just saw, and you write so much. You're spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Dr. Dale Yake from PT Solutions, and we talked about the positive test with Rudy Gobert and how that really got the ball rolling, and everybody right down to the Masters tournament, to NASCAR, which is in Atlanta this week, are all making that same decision. What were your thoughts as you were listening to it and watching that unfold as one by one major sports entities were saying, you know what, we're going to back away?
I think what major sports canceling their seasons or at least postponing for a period of time, including the Masters, obviously, is what that has done for society is probably taken away the cavalierness about this virus, Sam. And folks, if you listen to the epidemiologists and you listen to the infectious disease doctors, yes, flu is similar, but this one is a little bit worse in its propensity to jump from person to person. And I think, obviously, being in mass crowds is not the way to stem this virus. So I think what it's done is, for the average human, said, hey, this is pretty serious. Let's take some measures. And, of course, the response to all that, I think, was after schools closed, toilet paper disappeared and bread disappeared off the shelves, as it normally does. But I think the other effect is that people are limiting their social contact.
They are. You talked about the bread and the toilet paper and the things that are flying off the shelf right now. We had Jasper Jewell of Atlanta Public Schools on earlier in the show, and he talked about the decision to close down all the activity for student athletes. We see that there are some states this weekend that are still going on finishing their high school basketball tournaments. Nebraska is still playing theirs. Louisiana is still playing theirs with no people in the stands, maybe just parents and family members. And you got to feel for those seniors. They played all the way through the season. You want to be safe. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, they played all season long. This is the end of the, especially for the seniors to get a chance to play for their state championships. We finished ours last week here in Georgia, but in those two states, they're going on and they're playing games today.
Yeah, I know. There's no good answer, Sam. If you delay it till May, right? You hold it to the end of April. How do you get those athletes ready in there, particularly those seniors, and then? If you do continue to play, obviously they're playing at risk. Even without fans, the athletes being grouped together, there's probably some threat there. So plus you got to travel to get there. Wherever they had to go play, there's some travel probably for some hotel stays. And just in and of itself, that is a threat. Some of the epidemiologists say, oh, Dale, everything's not a threat. But right now, if you're trying to keep the virus out of the folks we're trying to protect, i.e. the seniors and those with underlying medical conditions is who we're really worried about, that's who we're trying to prevent the spread. So when they go home and see grandma, right, maybe they stay away from grandma after they play that basketball tournament over the weekend, Sam.
Yeah. I jump back in here for a minute. You know, Sam, you know who my man is? Dr. Dale's son, Finn.
Okay.
Because that's the next Sid the Kid as far as a hockey player. Now, my question, though, to you, and if you can speak just to the other parents out there, how is Finn, his teammates, and other parents explaining what's going on right now to the kids who can't wrap their mind around this and taken away from their youth sports and travel leagues and all that?
I think it's pretty scary. I think any time you hear on the news, and the news media, I guess that's what you guys are in some respect, is the media probably overbloats and just talks about this ad nauseum. I think we try to keep our children away from that news media outlet on a constant basis because obviously you can't listen to the news 24/7 on this stuff. It's pretty negative. I think you explain to children that, look, there's a break in the season. This is a good chance for you to get to do and play in the yard and do other things, get ready for the season as you go forward. Finn, in this case, playing baseball now, not hockey. But I think it's keep them away from the news media coverage, the discussions on deaths, the death rates, the death tolls. I know my kids, if they do hear that stuff, they will look back at us, my wife and I, and go, hey, are you guys, one of them said the other day, are you guys going to die from this? And obviously, explaining that to a child is something that everybody's got to take an appropriate approach with. But yeah, canceling their sports is one thing, but keeping them away from the news media is probably the other.
Yeah. Well, and social media as well, because I think that's the thing that's really added to it when we think about other disasters that we've had, either natural disasters here in the past that have caused games to stop. It was really pre-social media. And I think that's the other thing, Dr. Dale, that really adds into it and really heightens the fear for the young people.
Well, I know my 16-year-old, when school was canceled the other day, he came to the car. He was in a theater production, so not sports, but in a theater production, which they canceled on Thursday night. And he said, Dad, I didn't take this as seriously till today, you know, and it kind of shook him a bit. I think, yes. So, and then they start talking and misinformation among the friends on what this means. I think for all the folks out there, there's a lot of misinformation, and please stick to the CDC and World Health Organization if you're looking for information, because people on social media are posting things of how you test for coronavirus without testing and all these things that we hear. But, yeah, social media, although it keeps connectivity between people in this time, it spreads misinformation as well.
Month of May is spring football time. We're already seeing spring football is probably down for college. But month of May is usually that time for high school. Talk about the importance of that as far as prepare, because to me, that's really when high school teams start preparing for the fall. They do those few weeks in May, they break for graduation, and then it's 7-on-7s, as you know, up until we kick off the regular season.
You know, Sam, you may feel differently about this. I didn't play spring football when I was a kid in high school. Did you have spring football?
No, they didn't have spring football back then.
Right. So you're running track
or playing baseball.
That's right. And so I'm going to offend all my coaches where we have athletic trainers, but there's some value there in installing plays, particularly in a new coach that's changing schools. There's probably a great deal of benefit. There's some conditioning benefit, but most of that could be accomplished over the summer. So I don't know if they don't do spring football, even UGA, if they don't do spring football, is that absolutely going to hurt the on-field performance in September, August? I don't think so, Sam. I think as long as you train the athlete on what they're doing, preparation over the summer on conditioning, and probably their conditioning right now, is just as beneficial as being on the field. And I know a lot of people are going to debate me on that, but the reality is I don't think you see a difference for the on-the-field product.
Yep. Again, before I let you go, what are you going to miss most? I know you participate in a lot of running. Boston Marathon, his date has been moved. Thought about what you miss most during this time.
I think it is those community events. Many of those community events, all if not all of those community events, have been canceled. The weekend 5K, 10Ks are canceled. And, of course, Sam, I'm going to miss that April date of the Masters. I mean, that is a set for the spring, right? It always has been in my life. When I lived up in the north, right, that was, you knew spring was coming, and now living here in the south, it is something that kind of captures and encapsulates just the beauty of what Georgia is. And now we don't get to see that, or if we do get to see it, it's going to look a little different playing the Masters in May as opposed to April, if they do it, or June, or whenever they plan to pull it off.
It will be. It will be. But we'll watch to see what happens. Dr. Dale Yeager, we appreciate you spending some time with us, dropping some knowledge on us. Greg, thanks you as well. And so good to hear from you. And we'll be keeping an eye for those things. We may check back in with you at some point as these teams get back going. But we miss you around here, so good chance to.
I miss you too. Hey Sam, I'm up. I want to see the updates on those projects too. By the way, let's get an update on those.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Take care, Sam.
I'll let you know. All right. That is Dr. Dale Yeager for PT Bye-bye. Solutions joining us this morning and sharing some of his thoughts of what he thinks should take place. And he's a guy who works in around training and has worked around teams after 9/11 and. The steps that they should take. I appreciate him sharing those things with us. We're going to reflect on that more and get ready to hand off to Andy and Randy at the top of the hour. You stay with us here on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios, looking out north from here. I guess it'll be up toward Buckhead and off in the distance, kind of a bluish gray sky. We may have some rain that comes through the area at some points today, but still we're off to a good start. Bright sunshine outside and it's mild temperatures. It feels like a nice day to be out and about doing what we normally do this time of year. But because of things happening with the coronavirus and the things we've been advised to do, just being kind of isolated today. It's not what we like to do this time of year, especially in this part of the country. And when springtime comes along and the pollen starts to fall, we like to be out and about. And especially in this state, there's something unique that's taking place practically every weekend this time of year. Something you want to go to, something that has music or something that has food or something that you have the landscaping. You go and take pictures of beautiful vegetation or just things that are part of our culture in this part of the country that this virus is going to cause us to not participate in the way we normally would do. And it's something we have to kind of wrap our brains around, doing something a little bit differently than normal. Now, one thing that we're missing in this weekend, we're looking forward to a weekend of racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we'd had a building up to it, spent some time with Ed Clark last week talking about it. Yesterday, the new vice president, general manager, Brandon Hutchinson, mentioned that they're going to have some things for tickets because the racing weekend is postponed now. It's not canceled. And the NASCAR schedule does have some vacant weekends for weather issues. This is not a weather issue, though, but this race in Homestead, Florida, down in Miami, being postponed. He said, if you have a ticket, you can either hold on to your ticket for the rescheduled date or get a credit and 20% at any other tracks, of any of the tracks, SIM tracks, or you can get a full refund for the missed race. So you got three options if you have tickets for Atlanta Motor Speedway.
But the pomp and circumstance surrounding that, which would have happened this weekend,
yes,
won't be the same if they run it later on.
It
could be, but it won't. It won't be exactly the same. They'll fit it in because they want to get the race in,
yeah,
because of points and all that stuff for the drivers. But you think about this. The last act for a lot of people because of this, we talk about Ed Clark. Now, Ed's going to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway still, but
yeah,
he's kind of passing the torch,
right,
if you will.
Right.
All the college seniors,
yeah,
that will not be played. And then when do you get to work those guys out? I mean, this has all been discussed this past week and the collateral damage of the college players and their ascent to, you know, trying to get into the pros and all that sort of
the
stuff.
The NFL teams have brought all their scouts and all their coaches that will go to these pro. They brought them all back home. You know, and these guys right now are in the process of going to pro days, visiting campuses. Matter of fact, pro days went on around here this past week at Georgia State, at Georgia Tech, at Georgia Southern, at West Georgia, at Kennesaw State.
Right.
So the pro scouts are out doing that. The teams have called them all back, you know.
Here's the other thing, and this is, like I said, the stuff that runs through your mind throughout the course of this week while this is all playing out. So once they ran through all the leagues that were presently active, they started feeling out the NFL and what they were going to do next. Then we heard about the the meeting's canceled. That's the big thing right now. Now the conversation shifts to what's going to happen when they have the draft. This year the draft is in Vegas. They're going to have it. They're not going to have it. But if they say they're going to have it without the fans,
oof,
that's still a destination point.
Well, it is.
So whether they open up some backyard or the back of a – of a the location they were going to have it at. Where was it going to be at, by the way?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. They're going to have it like where they have the fights at Caesars out there in the back there?
Maybe.
They put a bunch of folks there.
Weather's nice. That's what they did last year up in Nashville.
Well, by extension, that got me thinking about, what's up with casinos? Talk about large groups of people getting together.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, across the board, casinos, how are they being affected? Not that we care, but that's got to be a thing. People going to casinos, and if they have the draft, they decide not to have the fans there, would you still not go to Vegas?
If you go, it depends on travel and that type thing, but you sure.
But if you gamble or you enjoy, if you enjoy casino life and the nightlife in Vegas.
Just that atmosphere.
I'm just saying, the NFL can make their decision about not having you. Again, this is just the stuff that I think about.
Yeah.
How are these casinos being affected?
Well, as far as people getting on planes and coming out there, that probably is having a bit of an impact.
And let's not forget, some of those casinos are sponsors of some sporting events.
Very much.
So it's not like we're just kind of in the wind here.
No.
There's a reason why they would like their clientele to continue coming.
When
the time is right.
Absolutely. They want to have people there rather than have events in front of empty arenas and whatnot. Yeah, their signage would be around and that type thing. But sure, the main thing they want to do is have people there to enjoy the event. And then, of course, before and after – go and spend some of their cash in the casinos. One thing that the NFL is expected to carry out on, I think the CBA, the players are still expected to vote by midnight tonight, and that is something they don't have to go to the headquarters, the team headquarters, to do it all. So that is some news that we will watch for from the NFL, as well as some transactions that are being made with some players. The business of the sports can continuing to roll on until the players can get back on the field and compete, and the fans can come back and enjoy the events. So some things are continuing, you know, with our pro sports. We just want to keep on top of those things, and we're the place to find out. We're the place to find out when those things happen. It's here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're keeping an eye on them, especially as pertaining to our local teams here in the area, players who are from our area, letting you know first. So some things that are happening, be sure and stay tuned with us here. Follow us on our various social media at 92.9 The Game on Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget to visit our website. Those things will be there as well, information, blogs. If you miss any episodes of any shows this week, and the episodes of the shows this week were pretty big because day after day after day, the situation changed. If you missed any of our programming during the course of this week, you may want to take an opportunity, talking about binge watching, maybe some binge listening this weekend on our website. Go back and check out some of the programs as we interviewed the key players as this all changed, the complexion of sports, and to see it go from a slowdown to playing with no fans to not competing at all and being in hiatus now for a period of time that we're not sure of. You know, that's the thing we're waiting to see, just how long we're going to be away and when we're allowed to return to sports and life kind of as normal. We'll see. We'll see. Tomorrow morning we'll be back, and John Bednarowski going to join us. Marietta Daily Journal is going to come in the house with us. It's going to be a lot of fun along with some other guests as we take a closer look at things going forward. And we'll expect to have you join us tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. I'll be on this side of the glass, Greg on the other side of the glass. Going to wrap things up and hand it off to Andy and Randy when you come back. And a casting call in Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.